Proclamation number 6412 of 27th of November, 1955. God, a just but loving judge. The day of judgment is coming. And it would therefore be wrong if you humans were left entirely without knowledge of it, so that you would be spared any anxiety beforehand. This would not be love from me, for I see further. I see people's fate afterwards when they continue to live into the day without being warned and suddenly find themselves having to answer for it. Many people do not take these announcements and warnings seriously, but they have been warned. And what they do afterwards is their free will. But there are also people who come to their own senses through such announcements, who seriously consider the case and now consciously go through earthly life. They are only a few, but they can still be saved from the downfall, i.e., from the new banishment into matter. And I struggle for every single soul. Every single soul means infinitely much to me. So that I try everything to save it from falling into the deepest abyss. I only want people to remember me and their future responsibility before me. But anyone who has already found his way to me need not fear the last judgment either. For I am indeed a just judge, but also a judge full of love. And I look at all with eyes of love and mercy who humbly come to me and want to be accepted by me. I see the least will to me, for I have already won their souls for myself. And only those who reject me, who demonstrate such a far distance from me through their way of life that they will also remain in this far distance after the end of this earth, have to fear me. The last days will certainly be a time of terror for all people, but they will be touched in a completely different way. For my own, due to their faith in me, will have a strength at their disposal which will let them easily endure everything. They will not feel much that weighs heavily on their fellow human beings, for I know the human being's nature and what he is capable of bearing. And yet I am a father to my own who will not excessively burden his children if only they look to him and want to be guided by himself. But what lies ahead of you humans is so immense and so significant in its effect that every human being must be made aware of it in order to still give him the opportunity to escape the worst, a new banishment. No one should be able to say that he has remained completely ignorant. But every person is free to adjust himself to it. But only the few who have already found me will believe in it again. But these need not be afraid, for as soon as they believe in a God of love and omnipotence, they also know that this God can save them from every danger of body and soul and also wants to do so. But for those who lack this faith, the coming events cannot be described blackly enough in order to rouse them from their drowsiness, for it will also be monstrous for them if they don't change beforehand and also take their path to me. For the earth bears more people without faith because love has grown cold amongst humanity. And these will also not let themselves be disturbed by my announcements, and yet they shall receive knowledge of it. For humanity has mercy on me, and therefore it shall be warned and admonished again and again. And whoever is of good will also not reject everything, even though he is still unbelieving. And I myself will come to his aid precisely because his will is good, and he will also take hold of my hand which offers itself to him when he is almost in danger of sinking. I know my own, and I approach everyone as his spiritual state requires. but I seek to prepare everyone for my kingdom, which is not of this world. I want to help everyone to become eternally blessed. Amen.